And that sound means it's time now for Wayne Pond's Word of the Day. And for that, we are joined by the man himself, Dr. Wayne Pond. Still getting over the crud, but doing fine. How are you?
Well, thank you, my radio physician. I mean, pertinent diagnosis there, or I guess you would call it a post-diagnosis.
It's yeah. Like WebMD.
My diagnoses are totally unhelpful.
Yeah, it's like WebMD, only different.
WebMD, only on the radio. All right, guys, well, here we go. The word of the day. Yesterday we did a word that moves in a couple of directions at the same time. You remember quail?
Right.
We had the bird on the one hand, and on the other hand we had sort of quake in your boots and all of that. Well, here's another example of what Nikki was commenting on: the difficulty of the English language, the mysteries inherent in the same word, same spelling, but boy, you got all sorts of different meanings. The word of the day, drum roll, is bluff. Bluff. B as in boy. B-L-U-F-F. Bluff. As a transitive verb, to bluff is to mislead or to deceive. The wordsmith adds, especially through the use of a false display of confidence. Who does that remind me of?
Right?
Let me think. No, I won't comment. Second meaning here for bluff, to be sort of good-naturedly distracting in your speech or your mannerisms. And number three is, as though the first two aren't enough, a broad, steep cliff or a promontory. It's, in other words, it's a mapping term or a geological term. So there's your word of the day, all over the map, as it were. B-L-U-F-F, bluff, a transitive verb, to mislead or to deceive. As an adjective, to be good-natured and in your speech or your manners. Number three, a broad, steep cliff or a promontory. Boy, if you can't give away the Mercedes on that one, you're in trouble.
I like the fact we've got so many words in the English language, and yet we still have these situations where we use the same word to mean like 16 completely different things.
Yeah. I was thinking, just looking at this definition this morning, I was thinking of, for example, C-O-N-T-E-N-T. All right, you and I are content.
Content with the content.
Or what's the content?
Yeah.
Well, what's the content of this book? So here we go again. Bluff, quail, content, content, take your pick.
No.
All right, there it is, guys, your word of the day. Enjoy it. Take it for a little walk, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
That sounds good. Wayne Pond, thank you so much.